Think my sons have in Zain Rebbe is that Rav Shimon Chalafta was a it was called an askam bedvarim. Why? Because the pasuk says Meshe Leichel El Namala Atzel Reed Achav Bechacham Shein LeKatzin Shaiter Meishal Tachem Mekayitz Lachma V'Chulei. So he said Amar Ezel V'Echsi Vadi Hu DeLeisei Malkos. So he said I'm going to go figure it out and see if this is true that it doesn't have a melech, and he went through this whole test over here to see that it's true, and then the Gemara shlags it up, and the Gemara ends up saying that. There's no raya. I'm nusin to shaymer. You should be semach on the shlasham amelch. He's a nema to say this, and you don't have to test it out. Rashi says in the b'masra, I'm nusin to shaymer. Neman who al kachav bruchah kodesh aman. Shaymer amelch is neman that this is the way it is, and he said a bruchah kodesh. And the shaila is why is Rashi adding that he said a bruchah kodesh? Why is that negia how he said it? And who said he said bruchah kodesh? Maybe he knew it differently. Why is that negia? The point is you don't have to figure it out. Just be semach on shaymer amelch. Maybe he knew it. The Chachmasa, it wasn't mean of Ruach HaKadosh Amra. And I think the Rashi might be alluding and bevarning Tysus's kasha over here. He's alluding to his text because Tysus says, how could he say, Ezel v'Echsi, Hechi, Isa Milsa, and then I want to go see if this is true or not. He says, Afagav d'chi agav n'chashev by Meichas Asvina Melaglik, Abu Talmud Amal Rabbi Yechonim L'Arisa L'Aymata Melag Dibu Chachamim Mata. That the Gemara there says, when somebody didn't believe what Chacham said, he's considered a Melag L'Dibu Chachamim, and even though he saw it, and then once it was proven to him, he believed it, but the fact that he needed a proof is a Ligla L'Dibu Chachamim, so how could he say over here, I need to prove what Shalom HaMelech said, Chachar that's being Melag L'Dibu Chachamim? So Taisa says, Shani Hachar Shubal L'Var Adav L'Diya Echi Ad HaShleima. That Abadi wasn't mesupik, he knew that it's true. That wasn't his question to prove that it's true. He just wanted to prove how did Shlomo HaMelech know it? How is it possible to know such a thing? That's what he's trying to be mevar. So he wasn't trying to prove that this is true. Of course it's true, but he's just trying to show where did Shlomo HaMelech get it from. But lefi that, if that's what he's trying to prove, then it's Erechi in the maskan of the Gemara. And he winds up saying, Smeich HaMnusi D'Shlomo. So that was never the shaila to whether he could trust Shlomo HaMelech or not. Abadi, he knew he could trust him the whole time. The question was, how did Shlomo HaMelech know it? So where did that change the Fila Maskana? He never showed how Shlomo HaMelech knew it. So I think that's what Rashi's saying over here, why he needs that, Ruach HaKadosh Amra, because he's learning like Tysus. The Shiloh is not whether it's true or not. If that was a Shiloh, then just say, Smechem Nusin D'Shlema. But the Shiloh is, how does Shlomo HaMelech know it? So Mitchila, he thought he has to prove it. And then he realized he can't prove it, so it must be Shlomo HaMelech knew it, Ruach HaKadosh. So that's why Rashi throws that in to tell us that the Shiloh is not about whether it's true or not, but really how Shlomo HaMelech knew it. The Kakasha of Taisus, and Marsha says a different shot. He says, Api the Chavis Alvavis, the Dvarim that are in Yana Emuna, even though you know it, but Kabbalah, there's an Inyan and a Mitzvah to be Mavarit with your own Seichel and to try to show on your own to prove that it's true. And that's what he's trying to be Mavarit about it. He knew it's true. He wasn't doubting it, but he felt that he's Mukhiv to be Mavarit with his own Seichel. So there's no Liglig over here. Mashaykin over there, he was talking Malagli. But the problem is that the Lashon HaGemar is not Mashma like that, because the Lashon HaGemar is that he said, I'm going to go and see. Let me go and see whether it's true that it doesn't have a melech. Sounds like the Lashon HaGemara was not a, he was mesupik about the Atzim Davar. Is it true or not? Not like the Mashal saying that about it's true and he just wants to be mevar. So a little bit tzarchin from the Lashon HaGemara. The Maram Shef over here says, to answer this kasha, and he says that over here there's no problem on Melag HaDib Chachamim because the Torah itself said to do this. The Pasuk says, Leichel Namala Atzel. The Torah is saying, go to the Mala and check it out. So if the Torah itself said to do it, then Avada, there's no chesaron of checking it out because that's kufa what the Torah is mitzavim to do. And he says a beautiful diak in the Lashon HaGemara that the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Lech el Namala Atzel, Re'ei Drachea V'chacham. It says the Lashon of Lech and the Lashon of Re'ei. You should go and you should see. And those are mamash the two dvarim that it says that he did. It says that Amar, he said, Ezel ichzi ivada hu v'chulei. Ezel ichzi, Ezel means I'll go, ichzi means I'll see. That's connected the lech, Ezel connected the lech, and ichzi connected the re'ei. And maybe that's meduik, that's not what he was doing. He's been mekam lashon of the pasuk. But what he's saying is also a chiddush, because the pasuk says, the pasuk is not saying, go to the Namala to see if this is true. That's not what you're going to the Namala for. You're going to the Namala to learn from it. In other words, see its ways in order that you should... You should learn from it, unless he means to say that if that is the Re'i Drachea, if this is part of what you're supposed to learn from it, it sounds like you have to learn this kufa. You should be able to see that Ein La Katzin, somehow that's also Nichla. But the Pasha says, you just go and see the ways of the Namala, we're not trying to prove it, but to go and learn from it, and maybe it wouldn't be a Raya that the Pasuk is Matir, but he's understanding that all goes into the head of the Pasuk, that it's being Mitzavya to go ahead and learn this and figure it all out.